any other bit drops and subs, we will get to you during the next break, regularly scheduled break period. Yes. But I know I definitely saw some subs and resubs there. And as always, thank you all mm-hmm. for your generosity. You are what allows us to watch anime and talk about it on the internet without having day jobs to go to.
Yeah. Imagine how much harder this would be if I had a 9-to-5 at an office that wasn't about this.
Yeah. If I couldn't say, watch anime here at the office when the need arises
yeah.
without having to be weird about it. Speaking of anime, we're here to talk about some... Today, we're here to talk about two episodes, because I was on vacation, two episodes of My Hero Academia, episodes 46 and 47.
Woo-hoo. The legendary double dip.
Double dip. In episode 46, Deku, Hard Boy, Icy Hot, Ida, and Creation Girl set off to track down the villain bar, rationalizing that they'll extract Bakugo covertly and without combat. We'll see how that goes for him. The UA makes a public apology, but the public is still against them. Bad Touch tries to convince Bakugo to join the villains, but Bakugo fights them as soon as they take off his restraints. And then moving on into episode 47, the pro heroes and police pull a simultaneous raid against the villain bar where Bakugo is being held and a warehouse where the villains are creating Nomus. Although All Might's group successfully restrains all the villains at the bar, including Warp Gate, someone else teleports in a bunch of Nomus and teleports out Bakugo. Meanwhile, at the Nomu lab, All For One appears and overpowers Best Genist and Mount Lady while Deku's group watches in horror. Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah. So I almost missed that post-credit scene.
Yeah.
That post-credit scene is fucking terrifying.
It feels like the trailer for, like, an Avengers movie where the villain has shown up and is way too strong. It's just like we all thought we could do it on that. Like we thought we were the Earth's mightiest heroes, but we were wrong. Just
so first episode, we have a follow up on. Yeah, we're gonna go in and we're gonna get Bakugo together. And of course, Ida's like, "Fucking excuse me," which he rightfully should be.
He's I was gonna say voice of reason here.
Yeah. He is 100% like, this is a terrible idea. You can't just go in and fight a bunch of villains. Are you... No. And, of course, that's when they're fired back. Like, we're not going to fight them. This is a covert mission. We're going to go in, we're going to grab them and get out, which still...
Yeah, no, that's still real dumb. That's real dumb. And...
It's all bad ideas.
It's... And they know it's a bad idea. It's one of... I sort of feel like I can feel the hand of the writer saying, well, got to make these characters do something.
They have to be here. Yeah. And, like, I feel bad that, like, every time something like this happens and Deku's like, I got to do it. He flashes back to, like, the thing about every hero, though, is their bodies just moved on their own. They didn't really have a choice. They had to save someone. Like, I feel like you are using this as a bad excuse to do something a knowledgeable hero wouldn't do. Because you are not only jeopardizing your own lives, the heroes, the real heroes that are coming in to deal with this are now going to have to also deal with you and making sure you're kept safe. You are only showing up to make this problem worse.
Yeah.
Your heart is in the right place, but goddammit, just sit down for a second.
Yeah, and this is not a spur of the moment like, oh shit, something bad is happening, I've got to act right now. This is a premeditated... Putting himself in a dangerous situation.
This wasn't
situation.
Your body moved on your own. This was, we talked about this and thought about it, and we came to the conclusion we're doing it anyway.
But I do think it's important to realize that this is completely in character, because you said that the hand of the writer's pushing them, and I don't feel like that at all. These are kids. These are, first and foremost, a bunch of kids who are acting in the interest of not only, you know, their other classmates, but very much their own worry and dread. Like, trying to put a leash on these kids is difficult in the first place, but saying that one of their teammates is now in the hands of other people, it would be surprising if they did nothing.
The only two who I can really see it from are Rock Guy and Deku. Deku, because it is just like, he is always Mr. Like, I gotta help people. Like, so that's fine. I get it. Like, that is your character thing. Rock Guy has the very good point of, he's like, I was told to sit back and to lay low because the adults had it, and now Bakugo's captured. He's like, that he's my friend. And, like, we have gotten to see, like, interaction between him and Bakugo. So it is, like, there is some sort of kinship there somewhere. And he's like, I sat down and Bakugo got captured. I'm not letting that happen again. I'm like, all right, I get that. That works. Todoroki feels like a little bit like, you need someone who's actually really strong and reliable to be here.
And I could see Shoto being like, look, if anything goes wrong, I hit him with fire and ice and we jet.
Yeah.
And that I can see that. I can see him like, if we're doing this covertly, somebody's got to be there because all the rest of you are hand-to-hand. Me, not so much.
Yeah, I can at least provide some long-range support and get us out of there. And then Ida has the great, I disagree with you, this is a bad idea, but I guess I'm going with you.
Yeah, see, that's where I feel like it's a little unbelievable, because he has seen firsthand what a bad idea this is. He took a well-earned lesson from that experience until it was narratively convenient for him to not learn that lesson, in which case he conveniently rationalizes it away as, well, I guess I gotta watch out for you guys.
The rationalization I can see is his power is literally like super speed. So he's like, look, if things go bad, I'm gonna grab you guys and just run in the other direction. So I'm like, that's fair. He's an escape route, I guess.
But, I mean, even from him, it makes a certain amount of circuitous sense. Like, well, I am not going to, I am not willing to actually rat you out to prevent you from doing this, so I will go along. I don't know her real name, Creation Girl.
Oh, yeah. Yoyorazu. Yeah.
She is the person who could easily just fold her arms and say, no, I am not cooperating with this dumbass plan.
There's that, and there's also if she was like, look, you guys seem to be determined. Here's the tracker. Keep me out of this.
Yeah, her involvement is a little weird, I'll admit. Her getting involved in this is sort of interesting because it's like, why would Yaoirazu of all these characters get mixed up in this?
Wasn't she also one of the other ones who was like more seriously injured than the rest? Like, wasn't she like holed up in a bed?
She was hit by the poison, she was hit by something, but she was pretty fine.
Okay.
Yeah, she was.
Well, Yaoirazu is the one with the costume that shows off the most. But even then, there's no reason for her not to be there. Like, there's no big...
I mean, there's the reason why none of them should be there, because it's dumb.
I mean, yeah, it's dumb, but there's also no big thing like, man, it really doesn't make sense that Yaoirazu would go along with this, because Yaoirazu is also looking out for her classmates.
I mean, I guess, but she was also the first person, and I can't say I have a really good grasp on her as a character. She's been a pretty tertiary character up until this point.
Yeah.
So I can't say definitively, this is what this character would do. But most recently, she was the one who said, hey, proper authorities, take this tracking device and use it.
Oh, I remember why I should do this. Because if one thing I've learned about Yoyorozu's character, and maybe this is shown a little bit later in the manga, and this isn't a spoiler, she wants to be help to everybody. She wants to be there for everyone who needs help. And if they need her help, she's like, I'll be there. Because remember, she can do other things too. She can... Like, as we learn in the second episode that we're going to be covering this week, she can make, night vision goggles.
Yeah.
She's got utility, especially for a job like this.
Yeah.
Her skill set is very useful here, and I think she knows that, especially, again, and here's the good thing about this is that the lead up to this, they're doing things mostly right. They're undercover. They're like staying low.
It being a bad idea to go through with it at all aside, they're going through with it is the best way they could.
Yeah,
They're
being as covert as they can, and by and large, they actually like in these two episodes they don't do anything too rash. Besides, again, deciding to do this.
Besides the entire thing.
Yeah. So they're at least again. I don't think it is a big narrative flaw that they decide that they need to go get Bakugo in terms of, again, the narrative.
Yeah, I'm ultimately okay with it. It's just one of those things where it's like, you guys have had a huge number of opportunities to be told that, hey, when the pros say, leave it to the pros, they're not messing around. They mean it when they say that. Because every time you guys have stuck your nose in, it has gone bad for you.
It's true. Like, they helped take down Stain. But they almost died in the process.
They helped take down Stain in that they were there and were like victims and held him like aloft for a second. And then the actual hero showed up and were there to save the day.
Yeah, like if instead of tailing Stain themselves and going out looking for trouble, if they had
just reported him.
Yeah, reported to the professionals and let them handle it. I'm willing to say that situation probably would have gone smoother.
Of course, that was Ida. being a total. Understandably, that one is like,
that was a dumb idea, but entirely in character. He was dealing with some personal trauma and not thinking rationally, which
he brings up in this. He's like, look, I get it. I've been there, and I really regret the choice I made to run after Stade.
Yeah, please. Which is why it makes it that much more frustrating for him to go, but I'm gonna fuck up in the exact same way again.
Kind of, because remember, their entire goal is they don't want like any fighting and they're out. Which is,
that's what they say to justify it to themselves.
Yeah, I mean, they're going regardless of whether or not Ida says. So I think it's perfectly in line that Ida's like, shit. Okay, fine. If you're gonna go, then I'm gonna be your fucking chaperone.
Like, realistically, let's say that everything had gone according to plan, and they get in covertly, and they see, oh, there's Bakugo, and oh, by the way, he is surrounded by half a dozen powerful supervillains who are looking directly at him. There is no way to extract him covertly. Are they going to say, well, we tried, and turn around and walk away?
We gotta leave.
No, this is a rationalization. This is them bullshitting themselves to try and ignore what they know to be true, which is that this is a dumb idea.
Yeah.
I did really like, I do want to highlight that I think Ida says a very important line in this, or like has like kind of a bit of dialogue that I don't think happens enough in situations like this in anime, where like, you know, the hero, the good guys, the ones you're supposed to root for and be on their side are like, we have this rash plan to go and do this thing because, you know, it's the right thing, or because we're heroes, because we want to do this, because we care. And like, Ida's like, do you motherfuckers think I don't care? He's like, this is heartbreaking to me. And what's even more heartbreaking is I'm afraid I'm going to lose you guys too because I can't stop you. And I'm just like, that side of the argument doesn't get brought up enough in fiction, I feel like, when there's the, we got to do this, and the, no guys, it's dangerous. The guy who's like, no, it's dangerous, is always looked at as the, you coward, you just don't care as much as we do. He's like, fuckers, I care about you guys, and that's why I'm begging you to not do this.
I care so much, I don't want one person in danger to become five people I care about in danger.
Yeah, which, again, I think only fuels the reason he would go after them.
No, I wish he had the courage of his convictions to go say, hey, All Might, these guys are about to do something dumb. Stop them, please. But regardless...
Narc, Ben?
Yes, I want Ida to be a fucking narc.
That does seem in line with his character.
Yeah.
You know, it to a certain extent, I think early on it would have been. I think after the relationship that he's built with these people...
Sensei! Deku and his friends are going out on a dangerous journey that you told him not to.
Yeah, that I could see in the first season. After the relationship that they've built with each other, though, I just can't see him. I just can't see him going to the teachers and saying, hey, they're planning on doing this.
Yeah. But, and coming from Creation Girl, too, like, because, yeah, he would have to actively rat them out to stop them. And I get that as an obstacle.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to do shit. You say
she
just wants.
Says, I don't give you this tracker.
You say she wants to help people. I would argue that the best possible thing she could do to help them is to not aid and abet them in putting their lives in danger.
Away. I mean, help those who help themselves.
You're not terribly wrong. But Yayorozu is also one of those characters again who, again, helping people comes also down to this is something they want to do, and if I can help them, I'll do it.
Yeah. But other things that happen in this episode, as we sort of suspected would be the case, Grant especially made a great case for this last time. Yeah, Bakugo's having none of this.
Yeah.
And
why don't you go play in traffic was pretty great.
Yeah, that response. Bakugo, God, I love Clifford Chapin as about to go.
Chapman?
Yeah, he's so fucking good.
Yeah. So that was great.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, the fact that I saw it coming did not diminish how awesome it was. Because, it would have been the most cliche thing in the world for him to realize you're
master.
Right. Yeah, I need to learn to rely on my own power and only evil can blah.
Just like the undoing the restraints. Don't worry, he's not stupid enough to try.
Yep.
See, a lot of people are like, man, Bakugo is such a trash character. I'm like, you don't get it. Bakugo is actually fantastic because he is an asshole, but he's also trying to be an actual hero. him being an asshole doesn't stop him from that. It just makes it difficult.
Yeah, it would be wonderful if nice people and good people were a perfect one-to-one. Yeah,
that Venn diagram, if it was just a circle. Yeah.
And that's important because, so, God fucking damn it, everybody also always likes to trash Bakugo, and I'm like, you don't understand how people work. You don't understand that not everybody who does the right thing is also really nice and sweet and friendly. Sometimes they're not even actually good. But here we see a guy who's actually probably deep down inside a decent human being that's covered by all of this bullshit. But at the end of the day, if you push him to the edge, he's going to do the right thing, and that's Bakugo. That's why I like him. He's fucking great. And here we see him like, okay, fucking how am I going to take these assholes out? Like, doesn't even, not even for a moment. Like, even the performer guy's like, man, you know, a much better performer would have made it seem like we were winning him over. And Bakugo's like... Yeah, no, fuck you. Like,
I'm not even going to pretend to be into this.
Yeah.
I would posit that Bakugo would probably would have been the smart move, except that I bet Bakugo would have been really bad at that kind of acting. So he probably just saved everybody a lot of trouble by not bothering.
Yeah, and he might even know that. Because one of the things about Bakugo is that the things he tries to do, he's actually really good at.
Yeah.
He's not trying to act. So he's like, fuck it, no.
Yeah. So yeah, that was really good. I also did enjoy, this was spread over these two episodes, the press conference.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's real good. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Hey, somebody noticed that Bakugo is fucking unstable. And, yeah, maybe somebody should have done something about that a long time ago. That was nice. And I like that Eraserhead handled that like a professional.
A professional and an adult, where he's just like, yep, you're right. I saw it and didn't do enough about it. And that's on me. I take full responsibility. I'm like, oh, shit. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're not gonna be like his passion fueled his powers. And that's why we didn't want it. Like, nope. It was a mistake. My bad.
He does make a habit or make a point to tell him, like, yeah, but all that anger you saw is because he wants to be a good hero, not because he's some violent sociopath.
Yeah,
he's also a little bit of a violent sociopath, but it's for a good cause.
He kind of does tell Deku to jump off a building when he doesn't have powers early on. He is clearly not a nice person or maybe even a good person.
But the reason why that should have been handled is so that he can work better with his fellow heroes, not because he's in danger of becoming a villain.
Yes.
That was never a concern. So yeah, I like that a lot. And finally, fucking All for One.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so All for One has had a very minimal presence in the show. We every once in a while, kind of like we get with Shigaraki, just a, hey,
father.
And then there's this guy over here.
Your father.
And then fucking that father over and over, I'm like, oh, that's creepy. And then finally he's like, I need your power. And he's like, that's a good decision.
Good boy.
Yes.
Yeah, and I can't believe that never crossed my mind before is, oh yeah, turning Bakugo might have been plan A. But just straight up
taking his power is plan B.
And I very much like that, it would have been a little too easy if they just extracted Bakugo right now. Mm. Oh shit, you thought you had him? No, he gone. By the way, we're gonna get that power though.
Real quick, we kinda skimmed past it, but the alt costumes for Deku and friends, amazing.
Yep, those are pretty great.
I want them to bust those out whenever they're like not in their superhero outfits.
Why does Ida look like Dudley from Street Fighter 3 Third Strike? It's so good. It's so good. He looks like he's about to put on some gloves and be like, let's fight like gentlemen. And I'm like, this is the best. Ida looks so great with that.
I love that they gave fucking Deku just a little like soul patch or something.
You talking to us? And I'm like, God damn it, Justin. I just want to see what he was like in the freaking booth for that.
No, those are fantastic. And any developers for the fighting games or whatever that's coming out,
buddy,
make sure those are like unlockable somewhere, please.
Yeah, I absolutely would love those costumes.
Hey, you know what? This will make some of the audience mad. I would pay, say, $2.99 to $3.99 for a DLC package of all costumes.
I'd buy that season pass. If I were interested in the My Hero Academia game, which, if I had to be honest with you, it does look
a little iffy, but I'm curious about it. Anyway.
Yeah. So, other plot point. So, they do get Ragdoll back. The wild, wild pussycat.
I was, like, I would have put money on her being just dead. Yeah. I was surprised she was there. But
feel like it's a... I feel like it's a little dark for this show.
Yeah, but I thought that's what they were doing. Like, this was the kid time's over. This is when like we start seeing the nitty gritty of this world where everyone's got superpowers. That means people die.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, I think the route they went where she is apparently comatose.
Yeah.
And by the way, they probably jacked her quirk.
Yeah.
I feel like that was dark enough to sell this threat.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. All for One, he steals powers and he's stolen ragdolls and we don't even know what else he has.
Yeah.
It's like, this power just seems so useful, he mentally says to everyone in the area. It's like, oh no.
Yeah, so... Yeah, as far as, like, building up to that big cliffhanger, oh shit, this guy's in the mix now. I had my problems with the way we got here.
Mm-hmm.
I really like where we're at. Yeah, I'm really excited for next week, in case it needed to be said. Flipping up that eggplant.
I didn't have, obviously, as many problems as you did. And, again, I just love Bakugo so much. I love that we get all this shit with him and all the League of Villains. It was really great. I love the whole break-in, by the way. Like, the break-in from the heroes.
Yep. That part was great.
It's so neatly handled and, like, no.
And All Might goes full Kool-Aid Man.
yep.
There's a pizza delivery. Motherfucker, it's the police.
And then Paper Dude, like, strikes that guy in a pressure point that knocks him out. I'm like, that's so cool. Yeah, no, like, 100% gonna give this the eggplant.
Definitely also in that eggplant club. While, you know, I did like to go on about how, like, man, this is a real bad idea and they should know not to do it. I also get that, hey, they're kids and they want to save their friend. Emotions are running high. You make dumb choices. And also, I'm real glad they're there so we can see all of this craziness go down with All for One and stuff like that.
Yeah, their response of, like, we saw her death. And I'm like, yeah.
On that day, we saw evil. We knew it was real. This kid who could make things disintegrate at the touch of his hand, that wasn't evil enough. We found this guy.
Yeah.
Well, guys, Grant, Scott, thank you for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And we will see you. Actually, we will not see you next week because next week I'll you're going to be on vacation.
Yeah. So we'll talk about My Hero without me. I'll allow it. Unless you don't want to, in which case.
I think we're probably better off letting a week go by and doing another double episode in two weeks.
That also works for me.
Sorry, but yeah, you don't expect an episode next week, but expect another double the week after.
Yeah. Yep. For My Hero particularly.
Yeah, for My Hero in particular.
The rest of you guys are all here
be here. Yeah, we're doing a double episode for the FMK this week, regular show, but next week we will be doing a regular episode of the core FMK.
Yes, indeed. So now that we're all clear on our future plans from now until the end of time,
yes,
we will see you all before the end of time. See you next time.
Later.